South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala, and it's that time of the week we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
Happy Tuesday to you, David. And let's see, we're going to be talking about, more about our favorite topic, ChatGPT, taking over the world.
Exactly right. It's a favorite topic because you hear about it everywhere now. And they're actually, OpenAI is actually giving ChatGPT a major update that's going to allow it to actually have voice conversations with users.
Why not? Let's
do it with Siri, right?
Yeah, that's true. Having the voice conversations, I imagine, would seem interesting, and why not? I guess it seems the next logical step. So ChatGPT getting a major update.
Exactly. And they're also going to have an image capabilities where you can take a picture of, say, a landmark, and it will give you all the information about that landmark. Which,
wow.
I remember back in the day when you went on vacation and you went to one of those exhibitions, they gave you a little headset and a cassette recorder to walk through and look at all the paintings or landmarks or whatever. Well, now you can do it on your phone.
Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense, too, is the phone really becomes that tool that replaces many things, it seems like, as it really has become a device. Translate languages. I've seen these things, right? You can read menu in a different language and it'll change it. I guess it would make travel maybe easier for some people.
Exactly. And because you can do it via voice, you're not typing on your phone, that little, little keyboard. You're actually saying, well, what, tell me about this Statue of Liberty. And it'll speak to you all the information that it has about the Statue of Liberty.
Wow. All right. So this is the ability to just simply ask questions and get answers on whatever you're thinking about?
Exactly. You can do that with Siri now and Alexa, but ChatGPT has a much wider database of information, so it'll be able to give you better information, hopefully better information. You know, since it debuted last year, ChatGPT has been adopted by companies around the world, but it's also been adopted by cyber criminals using this technology to spruce up their phishing emails. So we need to really look hard at this technology moving forward, and it's moving faster. Technology is moving faster than ever now.
Yeah. So the faster it goes, obviously, we know how government works, slow. So a lot of this stuff is going to obviously happen faster than there's going to be rules in place for the most part.
Exactly. We don't really have a lot of rules in place right now. And one of those things that you probably heard of is that the authors, United States authors, George R. R. Martin and John Grisham, are suing ChatGPT, OpenAI, the owner, over claims of copyright infringement to train the system.
Hmm.
So, that's going to be the first legal battle for OpenAI, and we'll see where that all goes. Whose intellectual property is it if you can find it on the Internet?
Yeah. I mean, because obviously, and I'm going to say this, but it would be logical, and I know people have done this in the past where you could take the sum of someone's work and try to create a new work. And, people have done that, obviously. If had different writers have been authorized by the family or the company to write a story, it'll say in the style of so-and-so, maybe like some of those Jason Bourne novels. I think there have been some other authors. But,
yep.
You could have a ChatGPT. I could say, as soon as these people are dead, I want to still crank out some more new material.
Exactly right. And the thing about this is, Rob, is that you could do that.
Yep.
So anyone can using ChatGPT with the right criteria can do those types of things. It's that powerful of a technology.
I'm no best-selling author, but I got a computer.
That's right. And a headphone and a head microphone.
Well, yeah. So, we're joking a little bit about it, but I think, the author's got a point, and I know that's what the whole writer's strike and the actors, all this stuff is in there because, they don't want to you know, obviously, who would want to be replaced by a computer, you know, when you're, you know, creative and you can write a story or whatever, but someone is thinking, you know, I can just have this thing crank out a whole season of stories for me.
Exactly right. So, and it's important in related news here that Amazon's going to invest up to $4 billion in an AI firm in San Francisco. So the money is being pushed around out there. So as I said, the technology is going to grow faster than we can put controls on it.
Hmm. Wow. So they're, okay, they're investing now. I imagine all these big companies are going to try to secure access, though. They want to, you know, until we have, as you said, the rules are in place. I mean, sometimes what happens, I guess, is sometimes they kind of let things go to see how it rolls out and then respond with legislation later.
Yeah, isn't that how we do things?
Well, you know, because, you know, no one knows. Let's just see what happens, and then we can, we'll try to fix it later.
Exactly. But let's get it out there. That's what they all want. All these companies are in a race to become the AI controller. You know, Microsoft, Google, everybody, Amazon. So we'll see where this race ends up, and it's going to be a quick race to the finish, and then it'll whoever wins will be the one that has to deal with all the new legal ramifications, I guess.
Hmm. Wow. Well, it's interesting. This kind of stuff is just going to keep on developing, and we're going to continue, I imagine, to keep getting back to this as we kind of navigate all of this stuff. But it's fascinating, and David's got a lot of information, the blog post about ChatGPT and the future, which is going to be here sooner than you realize. I guess it's already here.
It's already here.
Yeah.
That's right.
David, where do people go to read the blog?
Folks can go to actsmartit.com and click on my blog link. And who knows, ChatGPT may be able to take you there next month just by saying, let's go there.
Well, yeah, you never know. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. David Snell, ActSmartIT in Wareham. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye. ActSmartIT.com.